This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A mass shooting in Maine has people stunned and saddened by what now has happened to these families who will be burying loved ones, all because they went to a special bar on a special night or happened to be at the bowling alley at the wrong time or close to a Walmart distribution center. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Massive manhunt underway right now for this person of interest in this shooting that stunned Maine and a certain little town in Maine, Lewiston. Like I said, the numbers are there, 22, crazy, and so many people injured following this chase that landed, his chase, that landed in three different places. And he's caught on tape and shown with the gun. His name is Robert Card, and he's a firearms instructor. They're telling everybody that he is armed and dangerous. They're trying to define him. He is that person of interest, like I said. Legally, you have to dance around that, right, regarding the mass shooting at this Schmagegi's bar, which was super popular, and Spare Time Recreation, where you had kids that were involved in a party that got to cover, thank goodness. But other people weren't as lucky. Sadly, once again, we are learning that this person of interest, Card, was allegedly committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks during the summer of 2023. So the people in Lewiston were told to shelter in place, stay inside their home with the doors locked as they continue to search for Robert Card. And because people are seeing the pictures of him and looking at the video, I think there are some people that want to be able to confront him themselves. But you have the Maine State Police. You've got several police departments that are all part of this hunt. And you see him just methodically, by the way, Card, go in, point the gun, and start on the people. And the fact that you had a really little kid's party, birthday party, which that's bowling alleys, movie theaters, they're trying to push that now. It looked like they're enjoying themselves, and all of a sudden it's pure terror, and they're running for their lives out a side door. Ooh. Tough for people to see that. Sad thing. We'll give you the latest, greatest when we know, meaning greatest that they catch him, or does it end up in a firefight? Hey, coming up this hour, we have the Man Cave, a big retirement from the world of baseball. And besides that, also lots and lots of scores to get to. And another week in the NFL. Trying to predict what's happening in the NFL is so tough. Just when you think you have it figured out, somebody loses, like the 49ers, who have had back-to-back losses and aren't used to that with Brock Purdy, their incredible, incredible quarterback. All right, overseas, when we talk about Israel, what is the latest there? Rockets hitting Israel and Saudi Arabia intercepting a missile barrage out of Yemen as that war is escalating. And you wonder, you know, we're talking about the third week since the terror group Hamas infiltrated the country of Israel on October 7th. firing thousands of rockets at residential areas and butchering civilians. As many as 7,900 people have been killed so far on both sides, including at least 1,400 Israeli civilians. That's a high total. Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, and more than 17,000 plus wounded. Oof. Israel is getting ready for a ground invasion. Remember, Benjamin Netanyahu was furious over what happened. But they're holding off. The order has to come down. It has to come down because they're not going to just step right into the fray. And I think there's a little bit of a stall. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think there's a little bit of a stall because you want to have time for the hostages to get cleared and to walk out. Two American women did it. Two Israeli women did it. Maybe some more will be released. But it's such an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing that's pretty tough. In fact, it's incredibly tough, I'll say. How's that? Incredibly, interesting too. Definitely. All right, interesting is this. The UAW reached a deal with Ford. How about that? This is a big breakthrough. Because these strikes are starting to pop up all over the place. So a tentative contract agreement is good. Maybe this loosens up. Or maybe not. Because some things don't fall into place that easily. Now, it's a big break in what the amount of money we're talking about, which is good because that was part of the complaint, the lack of what they thought were fair wages. They weren't even coming close to. So that part of it, too, I think is really handy and good. But then there are other moving parts to it that they either had to plant a flag in it, and that's what they're doing, or plant a flag temporarily and then change it up, depending on where we're at. And that's why we have polls, to measure, to look at, to prognosticate. 1 in 4 believe political violence justifies to save the USA. Wow. I don't know. That seems like a big number to me. Justified? The 14th annual Values Survey, carried out by the nonprofit Public Religion Research Institute in partnership with the Brookings Institution think tank, they offer kind of a snapshot of America's polarization and willingness to contemplate taking up arms. So now you see that Joe Biden has sought to lower the temperature and shows support for Israel. But the last 3 weeks, off the charts at times. Off the charts at times. Coming up, a couple of really great authors for you with nuggets of information you're going to want to hear.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
It is time to invade the man cave. Thanks for that, Andy. We are here, and let's talk a little playoff baseball for you. Friday night, World Series is set. It's the Texas Rangers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. So the Rangers came out hot right from the start, you know, against the Rays in the wild card, despite falling to the number 5 seed on the final day of the regular season. And who knew they would get this far? They beat the Houston Astros. Of course, the Arizona Diamondbacks ousted the Brewers to go to the National League Division Series. Then they faced the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boom, gone. And then the mighty Philadelphia Phillies, a shocker. Wow, how about that? So good for them. It all starts on Friday. It all starts on Friday. You know, isn't it weird? You think baseball, how many games are in baseball? And here you have it bleeding into November, and we're already talking about the NBA being back. I have a slew of scores already. A slew, right? The Pacers doubling up on the Wizards, 143 to 120. The Celts in a close one. There's a big rivalry there against the Knicks, 108 to 104. Tatum working his magic for the Celts, 34 points, 11 boards in the Celtics. Then that Celtics win, narrow win, 108 to 104. I mean, narrow. It's not about the score, it's about... It is about the win, but it's about the points they put up, and Tatum was brilliant where he dished things in. It needed to be dished, if you know what I mean. Here's a tight one for you. The Heat beat the Pistons 103-102. 103-102. Wowzers. Yeah, that's crazy. NFL news. And there is a lot of activity because of a trade deadline. A lot of conversation about teams that are kind of thrown in the towel, and then others that are, I shouldn't say throwing in the towel, teams that will probably be throwing in the towel this year, and others who are pushing, vying on to get back to the promised land. To get back to the promised land. All right, so this is interesting. The NFL is getting a hybrid field for its two games in Frankfurt next month, a year after players complained, "We're slipping on this natural grass in Munich." So the hybrid surface was installed last weekend at Deutsche Bank Park ahead of the November 5th game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins. The New England Patriots will then play the Indianapolis Colts at the same stadium a week later. Perfect, perfect, perfect place for that to happen, right? A week later. It's interesting with these games overseas and whether they get so many eyeballs on them, it only helps the NFL. I think having better grass, a hybrid system, anything would be advised and should be used across the board. And it is used across the board in soccer stadiums in Europe. And you think of some of the falls the players take and what they complain about. And so imagine if the NFL was to do something similar. But the NFL isn't discussing specifics on the hybrid surface, including the cost. Just I thought I would throw that in for you as a special service announcement kind of thing. Who's retiring from the great game of baseball? That would be Dusty Baker. I think losing that last game, losing the last game the way the Astros did, had to be a little bit disheartening. And there's no question that he has been lured out of retirement. So you think if he wants to get into the Hall of Fame, it just keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed even more. So you look at the career of Baker, and the footprint is huge. He also managed, people forget this, in the majors. So he was a professional baseball player and manager, and he played in Major League Baseball for 19 seasons. But unfortunately, when he bopped out of there is when the Rangers started to do even better. What was that line from Jerry Maguire? A man has got to know his limitations, his limitations. So we have the NFL coming up. We're looking at college hoop games. And, oh yeah, there could be a little hockey lurking somewhere. Could be that we have some hockey to discuss. What I love is the same thing I said before. We have baseball dovetailing its way to get some of the spotlight back and roll on through, with others saying, wait a second, let's talk about this a little bit more. It would be interesting if there were hybrid fields were more common. All right, so who's retiring from the great game of baseball? That would be Dusty Baker, like I said before. And Dusty Baker is a slayer. You know, as a retiring player, he even served as manager of the Giants from 93 to 2002. The Cubbies from 2003 to 2006. The Reds from 2008 to 2013. The Astros from 2020 to 2023. Baker won the 22 World Series with the Astros, and also the first Major League Baseball manager to reach the playoffs and win a division title with five different teams, having the most wins among African American Rangers. So they lose to the Rangers, and he officially declares his retirement. But boy, did he get paid up. And paying up means how much money is the flow of money, the money that's going out. And when I think about that, and I think about sports and the various ways people bet, baseball is one of the favorites. Whether you're in the World Series or whether you're waiting a day or two before the next series that pops up, right? What a family. I saw a story on the Hurleys. What a family they are. If you don't know who they are, look them up. You will not be disappointed. They also do this thing where they it kind of stretches the boundaries of what's possible and what's seemingly not impossible and what you're telling yourself. And I could apply that to a couple of different things in the world of sports here in the Man Cave, including Dusty Baker scenario. Great little stint with the Astros. Why retire now? Probably because he's exhausted from going from place to place and zipping across the U.S. That's what I'm assuming. Assuming that, right? So the NBA All-Star Game is going to return to the East versus West format. I like that format. I don't know if it's the best format, but they're going to return to that traditional thing that they do. So the All-Star Game format for the 73rd event in Indianapolis is going to be traditional East versus West All-Star Game forward. Captains aren't going to pick teams regardless of the conference, and instead of using a targeted score to determine a winner in the fourth quarter, the game will return to a normal scoring format with a 12-minute fourth quarter. Whew. Wow. Did you get all those rules? Tinkering constantly with the all-star format to put a more entertaining product on the court. Some changes have worked and some have not. I mean, that's the beauty of what we do. Throwing the spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks and what doesn't stick.
I wouldn't change faces.
Moving on.
With anyone.
Karen Spurl joins us. She's got some good food for your soul and your head. After that, Ronald Gordon, what he has to say about talc powder should have you running for the hills.
Every human heart will shudder.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. Reports say at least 10 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. Police say dozens more are injured, and they're searching for the shooter in the city of Lewiston. Police have released an image of a man with what appears to be an assault rifle. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. To go after ISIS and prevent re-emergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran against American soldiers. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Of books, and I think this is so perfect, and it is right on for where we find ourselves in the world today. This time around on Author's Corner, Karen Spurl is going to join us, and she's in a virtual green room right now. But the name of the book is Spirit Superfood, 37 Days of Biblical Wisdom Broken Down and Easy to Understand Like a Daily Superfood Smoothie for Your Spirit. Does it get any better than that? So here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we welcome Karen to the show. Hey, Karen.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me, Kate.
So what was it that drove you to write this book? What was the inspiration and the motivation behind it?
Yeah, so shortly after I gave my heart to Jesus, I was at a Christian gathering. We were doing to learn the voice of God or learn how to hear the voice of a God. And in that time, a couple of people, had prophesied over me, saying that I was going to write a book or so they were under the inspiration of God were telling me I was going to write a book. And one person specifically said it was, going to be a devotional. And, that at that time, I latched onto that and held it in my heart as truth. It resonated in my spirit. I latched onto it, but at the same time, I knew that it wasn't, and I say this in air quotes, it wasn't the right time. W-R-I-T-E. The right time. I knew that I had a lot of healing that I had to do. I was going through a difficult patch, and I got on my knees, and I'm like, God, what is going on with me? What is going on in my life? And he spoke clearly to me that he was taking me on a journey to the promised land, and that was what was happening. And so that was my wilderness time, if you will. So back in the Old Testament, of when he said the same thing to them, that he was taking them on a journey to the promised land, and they had to go through the wilderness, and it was a tough time. And so that was, I don't know, 6 years ago now, or, give or take some. So that time up until, the writing of the book, and I submitted the content, I think it was fall of last year. So, it was a journey, and it was difficult. There was a lot of inner healing work that he did, but he did tell me, he said, if I'm going to be faithful to you. If you stand by me, I'm going to be faithful to you. I mean, God is faithful, right? It took a while to go through that. Lots of inner healing and all of that. And I had almost let the dream die. Hadn't really been thinking about it a whole lot at that point, but a friend of mine, somebody who God brought into my life, had invited me to a event. It was John Bevere. He's a well-known speaker and author, and he was coming local in the area, and she said God told her to invite me to go with, and so I did. And on the way up there, we were talking about, God told her she's going to write a book. She's got an amazing testimony of being healed miraculously of all of these different things. I was like, yeah, God told me I was going to write a book too. And I was telling her the story, and as I'm telling her, she had this vision right then and there. She's like, I see your book right now, and it's all the stuff that you've been posting. And it just resonated so hard. And so when I came home that very next day, I put a bunch of content together and I submitted it, and it was to Trilogy Publishing, and it was received within a couple of days. And then here we are. So the book is now published, and it was just such a testimony of him keeping his promises. And, when I was first told that I was going to write a book, I came home, I was so happy, and I'm telling my family, and everything. And I'm sure, they were, of course, supportive, but I'm sure they're thinking, okay, yeah, So it's kind of cool to see it all just come to pass. So that's the long and short of the story. On the back of my book, there's a QR code that actually takes you to my Spirit Superfood Facebook page, where I go a little bit more into that story. But
nice. So that's a great shortcut to let everybody know. And of course, you can get the book. Lots of people go to Amazon. It's on Amazon, easy to get there. It's on Barnes and Noble and the normal places that you would get books, any great books. So tell the listeners more about what they can expect to find in the book. What do you have in the book that they can pick up and read?
Sure. For starters, it's a 37-day devotional, so I feel like it's a little unique in that way. I've never seen a devotional that's 37 days. I've seen 30-day devotionals. I'm not saying there's not one out there, but I've never seen one, so it's a little unique like that. So you get 37 days to feed your spirit with super healthy Word of God. And also it's chock full of image, so every day for each day of the devotion, it has scripture, and then also the devotion part, and then there's images also. And I just love how Jesus, he always spoke in word pictures, and that was part of the concept behind the images in the book too, because it's just another way for your spirit to grasp onto spiritual truths. So, it's sort of like, okay, I'm telling you this story, here's the scripture, and here's a picture that also sort of solidifies the truth that we're talking about, so that it's, it's just another way for your spirit to grasp that truth. And you know, again, Jesus spoke in parables or in word pictures all of the time. And so there's obviously, you know, a reason for that. It helps to solidify those truths in us a lot, you know.
Sure.
It's just another layer. So, yeah.
I like that. Another layer, yeah.
Yeah. But, and also, you'll find help to understand difficult concepts. It sort of just breaks them down in a way that's easy to understand. It's all, the understanding and revelation that I gleaned from my time in the wilderness. So, you know, just because I was digging so deep in the Word of God, and it's how He presented it to me to foster healing and all of that. And so it's, you know, thought provoking. You'll find encouragement in it. And I definitely, my heart is that people will get a deeper revelation of Jesus in their heart. But it is just like the, you know, there's a picture on the book. It's a Bible, and it's sort of upside down, and all these letters coming out. And it's, you know, it's just taking those things of the Bible and presenting them in a way that's healthy for your spirit. It's broken down, easy to consume. Like us, you know, you think of what you put in a smoothie, you know, sometimes, you know, vegetables and things sometimes that are hard to chew, and then you blend it up, and it's, you know, it goes down smooth, sort of.
I like that.
Good behind it.
Yeah, it goes down smooth. So what's your favorite passage in the book Spirit Superfood, 37 Days of Biblical Wisdom, broken down and easy to understand like a daily superfood smoothie for your spirit? Again, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can get it any place where books are sold. So what's your favorite passage?
There's a few different passages in the book, more than one, where I reference what many refer to as the rapture or the image of the beast, the Antichrist. Those I think are my favorites because, I present them in a different way than what you may have heard or what's out there. It's just the way that God used it to reveal, those concepts to my heart to, you know, to foster and promote healing within me. And so that's the way I'm presenting them. And it might be different than the way you've ever heard those concepts delivered to you. So those are, I think, my favorite just because it's unique and it's unique to me and how He used it for me. So.
Yeah, so that's good. That's something to look for. And then finally, you kind of said it. You definitely said it throughout this. But what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Mostly, again, you know, I want people to have that understanding and revelation of Jesus and for their spirits to grasp some of those truths and just a different perspective on how to look at some of those concepts. It's definitely daily encouragement. I also, just through the story of how the book was birthed, I want people, everybody to know that they have their own, everybody in Christ has their own promised land. There is, you know, an inheritance that you have in Christ that is just for you. And, you know, this book is, you know, the manifestation of that in my life, but there's something for everybody. So I hope that it encourages people in that way that they have a promised land too.
To get filled up, I think, you know, to get filled up on a daily basis.
That too. Yes, absolutely. Every single day, I cannot go one day without getting in God's presence and saying, what are you saying to me today, Lord? And I know that He's breathing on this book and that when you open it, He will use it to reveal something that your heart needs in some way, shape, or form. And that's all just by the breath of God, you know, breathing on the book itself and, you know, and what He did in my heart, basically. So.
What a story. What a perfect place to end this. Thank you so much, Karen Spurl. We appreciate having you on the show, and keep spreading the good word.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Has been dominating some of the headlines, and it should be when we talk about the story of J&J and the talcum powder and the blunt case especially. And boy, we have a treat for you, and this book will really make the hair on your arm stand up. I'm serious. Ronald E. Gordon, PhD and author, is with us. Jane's Dust, A Tale of Talc, Deceit, and Death. He has a co-author, too, Joel Brokoff. You look that up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And here he is on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Ron, so first of all, tell us about your story. Because, you know, there are, you told me, and you're so right on this, there's like 36,000 current cases, talc cases out there. It's so big. And I mentioned the one case, Anderson Cooper, you alerted me to this, just did something on CNN about the J&J talcum powder case. And you were somebody who was testifying. So tell us about that.
Well, for over 40 years, I've been doing asbestos analysis on human tissue, as well as in products, different kinds of products. And in 2008, what was interesting was one of the law firms in New York came to me. In fact, it was a different lawyer that was presented, but from the same firm in New York, Levy Konigsberg, that brought me talc samples to test, and they were cashmere bouquet type samples from Colgate. And I started to look at those and found that they all contained asbestos in them. And with that, I started to do a lot of human tissue cases that were coming through with people with ovarian cancer, as well as developing mesotheliomas, of those people that have used the cosmetic talc for years or other cosmetics containing talc.
Wow.
So, and as a result, from my testing, I was and still am testifying in court on these cases.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. So everybody wants to know, and you've seen this, you've been there firsthand. How did this explode? How did we not know about this? What is going on with J&J? And you've seen it. You've seen the damage of the asbestos, and how did they allow that to continue in the powder?
Well, they determined, and they knew that there was asbestos in the talc, and they basically hid the fact that the asbestos was in the talc, in spite of the fact that they make the claim that it's 100% safe. It isn't, because we've been able to correlate these people having absolutely no other exposure to asbestos in any other way. And the only thing that they come up with is the same kinds of asbestos that are found in the cosmetic talc.
Wow. And this is, like I said at the beginning, 36,000 current cases. So this is just the beginning of all of this. Now, you write this book, Jane's Dust, A Tale of Talc, Deceit, and Death. You get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And writing this book, you take this character and you take us through what that was like. Tell us about Jane.
Well, Jane was basically a school teacher and had no other form of exposure to asbestos. But it, when looked into her past, basically by her attorneys, who they consulted later on in this issue, because the doctors had no idea what was going on, that Jane had been using, it was used on her as a baby, the talcum powder, and she continued to use it to play with her dolls, as well as using it continuously for years after that. And she would use it in a closed bathroom where she was breathing this material, as well as putting it all over her body. And as a result, she developed ovarian cancer initially, was cured, and with going through a horrendous chemotherapy regimen, and then after a few years later, she developed the mesothelioma, which ultimately caused her demise.
And this is so much of what you're seeing. I mean, and so this character had to easily spring to life, I would imagine, because of the things that you're seeing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, this particular character was based on the actual patient that was presented in that CNN documentary, the Blount case, which is a very interesting case that I testified on.
Oh yeah, and that case from the beginning to where we are, boy, that took some time for that development, because you were going up against a big company like J&J, right?
Well, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. It makes it so tough. So when people read Jane's Dust, what do you hope they take away from reading this when they put it down and they've read it?
Well, I'm hoping that they take away the message that the use of talcum powder and or cosmetics that contain talc are potentially harmful to their health, and that they will seek medical intervention to monitor them so that they can catch any of these potential diseases early, or these cancers early, and can be treated and survive, as opposed to Jane, who ultimately died at the end of the trial.
Yeah,
in the book.
And Jane, too young, right?
Yes, she was probably, I believe she should have been in her early 60s based on the book.
Yeah, wow, so tough. And for you, what has this journey been like pulling this together with, as I mentioned, Joel in the beginning of this? What was this how's this project gone for you, and now it's out there?
Well, I believe that the book was extremely well written. Joel was the storyteller, basically, based on all the facts that I was able to give him and what went on during both her treatment and her legal issues in court.
Yeah, and then he was able to wrap that into a story, because, again, this is a novel, Jane's Dust, A Tale of Talc, Deceit, and Death. And the deceit part, of course, is what we're seeing with big business and what they do. And you talk about this and the lies they use to cover up what they know, right?
Exactly. In fact, in that CNN documentary, the lawyer, I've faced that lawyer in court situations, and they outright lied on TV without a question. And they claimed that their testing people tested it and found nothing, and that the talc is 100% safe. Well, to start off with, the talc has never been 100% safe, because we know that it causes lung granulomas when some people inhale it, enough of it. So just the talc alone is not safe. Forget about with asbestos in it. And these companies hid the fact that it had the asbestos in it. They tested it, and it was, in fact, found, and they knew it, and that's why they developed the cornstarch product that they put on the market. Was originally to supplant the use of the talc, but it never did.
Wow, so scary. We could talk about this all day. Again, get the book, Jane's Dust, A Tale of Talc, Deceit, and Death. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.